Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for Kansas City sports, your home for the Chiefs. Don't forget, the Chiefs play at noon. So if you have any fantasy football questions, Mac, tell them your Twitter handle so they can ask you.
MacJMorey25. Hit me up. I will answer all your starter sit questions.
Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
Plus, next week, we're starting fantasy court.
You just ignored me. I just had a question.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
The rushing touchdown outweighs the passing touchdown. Here's a good one for you.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco this week?
This is the last week probably for Kareem Hunt, but I'm not a fan of either at this point. That ship has sailed.
David, yeah, I don't think if you're starting a Chiefs running back in fantasy, you're probably making a big
miss. Or you should be starting them both, which is not a good value.
Yeah, which is not good either. Yeah, because you're going to get the value of just one running back with two spots.
Play this year, you should have drafted Dave Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs and played both those guys.
Also starting a new little segment next week, Fantasy Court. If you want to email me, you know, hey, this guy did this in this league, I think it's collusion, what should we do? I'm going to start that.
So old, people don't email anymore.
Email?
Yeah, email me.
You've got mail.
He died last week.
That guy's voice?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, died last week. The You Got Mail guy, dead.
Did he, like, make bank off that?
I don't know. You know who makes bank? And I'm not kidding about this. And you could look at the 60-minute episode about this person. It's the woman whose voice is at every airport.
Wow.
She's like 90 years old and sits at home and just reads all the flight information and sends it out. And she is cleaning up. Yeah. It's a great story because when you see her and you hear the voice, you're like, oh, my God, that's a real person. And she's like 90 years. It's a great one. It's about a 2-minute thing on 60 Minutes back in the day. But it's like United Airlines flight. You know, you hear that voice. I know that voice. And you see her, you're like, oh, my God, that's a real lady.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's just sitting there reading into a microphone. She makes bank.
I heard that like Tom Hanks made more money off his career being the voice of Woody because they got all the stuff after, like the dolls, the merch, the games, all that stuff. So he made all of his money off. Like, I mean, he made a ton of money, but he made most of his money off that.
I could see that. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all the royalties for the toys and everything. Yeah.
That's why the Moana 2, perfect. Like, Disney just ranks, dude. Like, they rank and they rack up and everything because you look at it, you go just the right amount of time between movies and then it comes out when? Thanksgiving weekend.
Of course.
Classic.
Yeah.
They're making a live-action Moana, by the way.
At the same time, they're getting ready to release the second one.
I don't need live action everything. I'm good.
You don't?
I don't.
Did you watch the live action Lion King?
No, I don't think I did.
It was
like
a National Geographic show, but their mouths moved.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I don't know that I remember.
The Jungle Book is the best one.
They're doing a live action. That one was great.
That's the best one they've ever done. They should never do another one.
What was the first one that they did?
The Jungle Book.
Was that the first one?
It was up there, yeah. It was one of the first. That was great. They're doing How to Train Your Dragon right now. I'm like, what? So they're gonna
What?
Do you know that kids movie? It's a kids movie. It's animated. How to Train Your Dragon. They're gonna do a live action. So everything's gonna be animated still because dragons don't exist. Yeah,
they did a live action Pinocchio. Tom Hanks was Geppetto. It's okay to lie. Oh, I didn't lie. All right, let's get into the script. How to Drain Your Dragon.
That's what I thought he said.
You're enticing bad language, Bob, so you have to go first on your script.
How am I enticing bad language? I don't know. Script is brought to you by Foaling. Check them out at foalingkc.com. You can fool around and find out the coolest place in town is Foaling KC. All right, here's my script. Judging based on last week, I think it's going to be a game where Patrick Mahomes reminds the NFL that he's still the best quarterback in the league, and I think he's close to perfect on Sunday afternoon. He will connect on the short, on the intermediate, and finally hit Xavier Worthy on a long pass down the sidelines. Guys, it's coming. Travis will find his groove again, get into the end zone with a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins will once again show why the Chiefs went out and got him, as he will lead the team in receiving yards. The first play of the game, now if he plays, and that's my caveat on that one, but I think he will, the first play of the game will be an Isaiah Pacheco run to get him back into the flow right away. The defense heard the noise about pressuring the quarterback. They come up with a multi-sack game. Chiefs win 31-17.
31-17, Travis Kelce, get right.
All right. Love it.
All right. I hope one of us is right. I don't care who it is. This is my script. This week is the get right week for Patrick Mahomes. He's taking the driver to Hoots Hollow. For those of you that get that reference, I'm so proud of you. Hoots Hollow, wide open goat ranch course. You can use the driver on every hole you want.
Gotcha.
Sounds like a course for me.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love it out there, guys. And Patrick Mahomes is going to love it out there in Carolina.
Mm.
It's the get right game. It's the Hoots Hollow game. Get back to shooting 72, Pat. The hell with it. I don't care. Blow them out. We're going to see it this week. I think DeAndre Hopkins has his style of game this week. I'm looking at like 7 for 76 and a touchdown. Because like we said last week, vanilla. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't done anything out of a running a route that isn't other than vanilla. He's running goes. He's running slants. He's running drags. He's not doing anything spectacular. Nothing that they've seen yet. They don't have to. He's a vet. But he's going to have 7 for 76 at least in a touchdown. I think Pop and Hunt get the wheels turning together this week. I don't know how much they're in the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But I think it's an equal share and an equal split in the backfield. Slightly showing you what the future will look like for the running game for Kansas City. As for Kelce, decent day. 5 to 6 receptions, 55 to 65 yards. And I think that the defense gets 3 sacks. And boys, I'm doing it again. Trent McDuffie gets his first interception against Bryce Young.
Yes.
And the Chiefs win 34-3. That's a 31-point win. That is a blowout. Stay focused, Dusty, and stay focused on what you want. Patrick Mahomes, take the driver to Hoots Hollow.
Do you think they're going to throw to his side of the field? Because last week, I think he had 1 yard receiving given up.
Yeah, they didn't even target him. Don't even look his way.
The gentleman is excellent at what he does, and so not good. Enough people are talking about so Trent good. McDuffie. He had the one hiccup against Denver, and but you know what? He doesn't get any interceptions again. It's a broken record because nobody throws his way.
I don't know if Bryce Young can see over where McDuffie is, but yeah, we'll see if he's able to throw that way. Listen, here's my script. I know blowouts don't matter in the long run. I get it. But I think this team wants that juice. I think they're ready for what it would provide. Every other elite team in this league has done it once. They've done a blowout. They've had a blowout this year. The Chiefs are the lone team. Now's their turn. I see at least 4 deep ball attempts. This is the, hey, we're going to just figure this out. We're going to get into flow state as far as 40, 50-yard passes go. I think 2 of those are specifically to number 1, the rook, Xavier Worthy. At least one of those, if not both, are hitting. They're going to be massive gains. That's the part of the get right script for me, that deep ball specifically. We're going to see the immediate impact of Pacheco on the run, but it's going to be 10 to 15 carries. He's going to have one that goes for 10 to 15 yards when it looks like what Hunt would be a 3 to 4 yard carry, but he won't get much work. Another game for a P. Ryan touchdown, by the way. I called that right a few weeks ago. I think this is another one for Samaje. Kelce and D-Hop looked the part as well. I think they combined for over 120 yards. And then defense, like Dusty said, gets 3 sacks, 1 interception. I don't know who it is, but they're getting a turnover. Chiefs win 30-6.
All right. That's the script this week.
There it is.
I like them all. I wish the Chiefs were playing a game that we saw last night with the weather that was in Cleveland.
And, I mean, George Pickens last night. Can we talk about him? I mean, can we talk about him for a minute? The last play of the game where we just saw Hail Mary completed for a touchdown a couple of weeks ago. This dude is fighting out of the back of the end zone with a member of the Cleveland Browns.
During the play.
That's what I'm saying. During the play. Like, the play is going on, and they're out of the back of the end zone, and they're fighting. And then he has to be held back by team security because he's ready to attack the Cleveland Browns. And then after the game proceeds to talk smack on everybody and everything and, you know, do all of this kind of stuff about, you know, what was going on the field, whether it be the weather, whether it be this, whether it be that. And said after the game, the Cleveland isn't that good.
I think this is just par for the course for George Pickens. It's been this way since day one. I'm surprised Tomlin puts up with it, to be fair with you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this isn't like the first, second, or third outburst we've seen of George Pickens. Now, I know this wasn't against his own team. This is against Cleveland. But right. I mean, like.
And he didn't really cost him the game or anything.
He's like a poor man's Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see he said he'd play for Pittsburgh for free?
So would I.
They wouldn't let him pay them for him to play there.
No. Yeah. I mean, like, realize, bro, you're past your prime. It's over. Move on. Like that. And that's the sad thing about sports, just total sidebar. Guys who don't realize it's over can't accept that it's over, and they don't understand like what's next. It's sad. There's a lot of guys that end up like that, and they're lost. And clearly, Antonio Brown looks like a dude that is completely lost out there right now. But this George Pickens thing, I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a scuffle like that on the last play, than having to be held back by the team goons, you know, so he doesn't go after somebody else. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the wildest thing you've ever seen in a football game?
George Pickens?
No, Antonio Brown.
Oh, Antonio Brown doing that?
That was up there.
I couldn't believe
that was
it.
Crazy, dude.
That in the Myles Garrett thing.
Yeah.
That was wild. Like seeing a helmet get taken off and used as a weapon.
Absolutely.
You know,
the Dwayne Rudd ending or whatever, Ricky Rudd.
Dwayne Rudd.
That ending with the Browns game. That's one of the wild finishes I've seen.
That was crazy. I mean, I think, and this is...
Did that big-boobed lady ever come out and kiss somebody? She kissed George, right?
Yeah. Anybody Morgana, I think she's long dead.
Did she ever do that in the NFL?
I don't think so. There was always that crazy guy with the rainbow hair with the John 3:16 sign. That was the NFL's version of her. You can watch the documentary, the 30 for 30.
The guy that jumped and caught the field goal?
Yeah, like that guy. Yeah. Remember that? Wild, yeah, that was crazy. Was that Seattle?
How that guy didn't snap his ankle is beyond.
How did he time that?
He probably, I don't know, man. Have you ever seen this video, Mac?
I mean, it's one of the crazy. I saw somebody fall out of the upper deck at Arrowhead in 2001, but that wasn't on the field.
Good hell.
Jeez.
I'm just picturing where I'm at.
I think the people that he fell on the lower deck were more injured than he was. He was so hammered. They said that's the only reason he survived is because he was drunk. I said it's the only reason he fell is because he was drunk. I mean, it was weird. They were playing Pittsburgh. I'll never forget. It fell out of the upper deck. It was. Oh.
I've gotten drunk at Johnny's Tavern before.
Yeah, who hasn't, right? In this football season, that's the best place to watch the game at Johnny's Tavern. Now through December 15th at any Johnny, scan the QR code to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and a grand prize of a hosted watch party with a $300 bar tab for you and your friends. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun and Yingling, you must be 21 or over to enter.
There we go. There you go. Jay's Tea, man. I'm going there on Sunday, actually.
For the game?
Yep.
Nice.
My buddy, his son is huge fans of me and my buddy, and he wants to hang out with the boys.
Okay.
And I said, where do you want to go? You want us to smoke some stuff out? You want us to cook some? No. Go to Johnny's Taverns, buy your place, buy the pizza.
Like,
okay, fair enough.
Pizza's great at Johnny's. Yeah,
there you go.